know, something that we really came up with when I was with the Baltimore Ravens is defensively, and really it carried over to the offensive players as well, we put a premium on speed, toughness, and instincts. And, you know, can a player run? Is he tough? And does he have a natural feel for the game? Because we felt like that any player that could check off those three boxes, our coaches would be able to maximize that ability in our offensive or defensive system.
When you look at inside linebackers, and again, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about 3-4-4-3, you're essentially talking about stacked linebackers behind the defensive line.
These are linebackers that height might not matter as much when you look at Zach Thomas or London Fletcher. Ray Lewis was a shade over 6 feet in Baltimore when we drafted him. But I think that is the position where speed, toughness, instincts probably matter more than any others, because there's an instinctive nature to having a lot of traffic and a lot of things happening and finding the football.
You look to see how they sort of work through bodies and traffic. Because sometimes they're not going to be blocked straight on, but there's a lot of bodies there. They're going to have to figure out a way, without giving up their gap integrity and their gap responsibility, they're going to have to figure out a way to work through bodies and find the ball carrier.
Not only can you cover sideline to sideline, but it's also working through trash, because a lot of these guys can get sealed off, or sometimes they're going to have a free line. The question is, can you sustain backfield vision? And I think that's very important, because you don't want to have a lot of wasted steps. And if you can keep that backfield vision, see through those blockers and know where you're going, you can get out in front and you can chase down from the backside.
You take a look at a guy like a Luke Kuechly, who's got size, he's got speed, but rarely does a big body engulf him because he's so quick to the football. He beats those guys to the ball. He'll get under them, he'll get over them. He doesn't get caught on the big bodies. And when you get stuck on a big body, it's all over. They're going to have to take on blocks at some point. And whether it's fullback blocks in an ISO lead run game, whether it's offensive line blocks in a power or zone run game, they're going to have to take on blocks. Now, different guys take on blocks differently. Some guys beat it with quickness and hand movement and feet movement.
You want to be able to use your athletic ability. The last thing you want to do if you're a weak side linebacker that's 220 pounds is become engaged with a 240 pound fullback or a 250 pound tight end. So you got to be able to avoid, not let them get into you, and if they do, use your athletic ability to quickly disengage.
A Lavonte David for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're not going to get caught up hand fighting with offensive linemen. You're only 228 pounds. They will likely win that. So you have to defeat that with your quickness of movement. If you're a different kind of linebacker, a Dante Hightower, he's not that kind of player. He's 255 pounds. So when you watch him, you know he's not going to win with dynamic quickness. So you have to see how he takes on blocks.
There's a toughness factor when you've got 310-pound offensive guards coming up on you when you're a 245-pound Mike linebacker.
You want your big, tough guys. They've got to be stout at the point of attack, stack the run well, which basically means they have to be able to meet offensive linemen head-on, stay on their feet, slide off the block, get to the play. Then you're obviously looking for tackle technique. You don't want guys that grab tackle. You want guys that square into ball carriers, wrap up, and bring ball carriers down at the point of contact. If they're having their tackles broken, if running backs are picking up yards off initial contact, that's not a good thing. Two of the better fundamentally sound, technically sound tacklers that I've seen go from the college level to the NFL would be David Harris of the New York Jets and Patrick Willis of the San Francisco 49ers. Willis, when he came out of Mississippi, really was a big hitting guy who would intimidate opponents, stop them dead in the open field. That's what you want to see. It's not just about going up the field. It's about getting outside the box, wrapping up the guy, and bringing him down to the point of attack. Well, Patrick Willis and David Harris did that well in college and translated it into NFL success.
And I think so much of it, forgetting all schemes, taking on blocks, what are your take-on skills, and then what are your tackling skills? And if you excel in both those areas, we'll find a place for you to play. And sometimes it might even be initially early in a career covering kicks as a special teams guy.
And then there's a speed element involved.
Especially in today's game that is so pass happy, you need to be able to run and cover and be on the field in third down.
Even teams that run the ball, like Seattle, San Francisco, When it's long yardage, everybody goes three wide, every four wide. They spread. They bring backs in who are receiving backs, who can get down the field. So now you need linebackers who are specific role players. Now, some guys can stay on the field, but there are certain linebackers, they have to come off the field because they're not quite athletic enough to play in the pass game.
The box guys we keep talking about, they may be phased out as we continue to go along if we're going to continue to play the game. If the pace continues to pick up, like the Eagles helped usher in this year, if we continue to go and play at that pace, maybe those big guys aren't on the field nearly as much. It used to be that was the big pride thing as a middle line. I don't come off the field no matter what. Harder to do the more we spread things out and the smaller we get. If you look at the combine, the defensive guys have gotten smaller over the years. A lot of times now in college, they're overblown strong safeties in a lot of ways. Guys that are 220 to 215, 220, 225 pounds who can run, play on the backside, run and chase guys, make plays in the passing game, things of that nature.
So you have specific linebackers. They may not get drafted high. They may not be first or second round picks. But just like we talk about slot receivers becoming more and more critical to offenses, you may not draft a pure slot receiver in the first round, but there are going to be specific linebackers who are used in certain roles, third and long, because they can cover, they can run, they can play sideline to sideline. That's where the game is going now.